News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The EU energy chief, Dan Jorgensen, has called on member states to help consumers and businesses by lowering taxes on energy where possible, as war in the Middle East saw oil and gas prices surge. Dara Cassidy, head of communications at bonkers.ie, is with us. Dara, give us a sense of the kind of scale of increase that we're seeing in terms of energy prices on households.
Good morning, Anton. Well, it's been quite marked, I suppose, on the forecourt. It hasn't fed through into energy bills for gas and electricity yet, although we are seeing big increases on wholesale markets. And if those price levels were to be maintained, we could be looking at an increase in bills in the second half of the year. So, for example, wholesale gas prices are up by over 50%. Now, they are very, very volatile. It's changing on a daily basis. But if that were to be maintained, we could see bills go up by maybe 20 to 25%. But like I said, it really, really depends on how long the wholesale prices remain at their current levels. And when it comes to petrol and diesel, I mean, in many forecourts throughout the country, we've seen increases of maybe 10, 15 cent a litre. We've seen that kind of psychologically important 2 cent a litre barrier being smashed. So I think the Danish commissioner's suggestion that governments step in to support households may definitely need to be taken on board. But it depends on where we're looking for the help, because with petrol and diesel, around 40, maybe 50 to 60% of the price we pay for petrol and diesel goes to the government. So it's a lot easier for the government to step in there, I think, and just reduce some of those charges and help motorists and consumers. Not so easy with gas and electricity. We've high prices for a huge number of reasons, and believe it or not, for once it's not the government really to blame, or it's not government taxation to blame in that instance. So petrol and diesel might be easy enough to reduce because there's so much excise duty and charges added on by the government. But with gas and electricity bills, if they start increasing again, that is only 9% on those bills at the moment. Obviously, it could be reduced further, but there's only so much the government can do, I think, with energy bills from a taxation point of view.
It's a big ideological shift, though, from the EU, isn't it, to be suggesting that there should be a reduction of carbon taxation in any context, because it was so much part of the green agenda that it was seen as sacrosanct and separate from all other taxations. Quite the shift.
Yeah, I know it is. But I'm not sure if you necessarily called out carbon tax per se, because there's obviously VAT, there's excise duty. But you're right. And for it to come from a Danish commissioner as well, a Scandinavian commissioner, seems very, very unusual. But I guess that just does show you the scale of the crisis. A lot of consumers are still hurting after the last cost of living crisis we had, which was still kind of lingering on after the war in Ukraine. And this is kind of round two after a very short period of time. But yeah, it does seem a little bit controversial. And I think the government probably may not have welcomed it, because I think they were kind of trying to hide behind, various EU rules, perhaps, and say that they would look at things. But now for the EU to come out and actually almost direct governments to help people through lowering taxation is actually quite interesting. The carbon tax, as you've mentioned, you know, it is an interesting one, and it has added a lot to bills over the past few years. It adds around €140 onto the average annual gas bill, and that's going to go up by around another €20 on the 1st of May. And the rate of tax is due to increase again in this year's budget. And it's now adding around, I think, maybe 16 or 17 cents to every litre of petrol and diesel. So, I mean, we could debate all day about the pros and cons of the carbon tax, but it has added a lot to, you know, to driving costs and to gas costs over the past few years. And I do think the government might come under pressure to maybe look at that tax and maybe even just postpone the increase that's due on the 1st of May, because it's, as I said, it's due to go in to effect on gas bills, and then it's due to increase by another €30 per tonne of CO2 over the next two or three budgets. And like, for the carbon tax was first introduced, Anton, around maybe 10 or 12 years ago at this stage, gas prices were at much, much, much lower levels. So you could kind of argue that there's already been a dozen carbon taxes placed on people's, bills already. Okay. And that maybe, just given where we are, another increase isn't needed now.
Dara, thank you. Dara Cassidy, head of communications at bonkers.ie.